Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Thursday and assured her of China's continued support of the euro.
China will continue to support the euro and contribute to its stability. We have faith in Europe's economy and in the euro. We believe that the euro will continue to be an important currency in the future.
He also indicated China's willingness to assist with the euro crisis. European leaders want China, with its vast foreign reserves, to contribute to expanding the European Financial Stability Facility and the 500 billion euro European Stability Mechanism due to begin operation in July. Merkel is in China to reassure Beijing about Europe's financial health, following agreement this week on a European treaty on government spending that its leaders hope will end their debt crisis and revive economic growth. Merkel also pressed the Chinese for help in persuading Iran to renounce its possible nuclear weapons ambitions. The Greek finance minister said on Thursday that the European Central Bank and national central banks should be part of a debt relief deal with near-bankrupt Greece's private sector creditors ahead of a deadline early next week. Evangelos Venizelos said the deal should also involve reducing the interest rates Greece pays its European partners and the International Monetary Fund for its first bailout agreed in May 2010. Venizelos also said a deal must be in hand by Monday when finance ministers from the Eurozone meet in Brussels, although he did allow that the date could be slightly adjusted. In Brussels on Thursday, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen insisted that the military alliance would be carrying out combat operations in Afghanistan until 2014. His comments came after a day of speculation about NATO's withdrawal plans. Instead, German Defense Minister Thomas de Maizière and NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said there would be no change in the NATO plan. British Defense Minister Philip Hammond also said the Allies were in agreement. The cause of the confusion were statements by U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, which appeared to suggest that combat operations could possibly end in 2013. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. NATO announced on Thursday that the command center for the controversial missile defense shield in Europe will be based at a U.S. airbase in Ramstein, Germany. NATO says the aim of the missile shield is to protect Europe from potential attacks by so-called rogue states like Iran. Russia opposes the shield and has said that it upsets the balance of power in the region and weakens the deterrent of its nuclear arsenal. The shield, which is expected to be completely in place by 2020, includes sites in Spain, as well as Poland and Romania. The Arctic temperatures continued across Europe on Thursday, and as a consequence, the death toll rose again. Latest reports say that more than 160 people have died from Italy to Poland. In Ukraine, tens of thousands headed to shelters trying to escape the freeze. Poland's death toll rose to 29 since the deep freeze began last week, said police. In Romania, 8 people died overnight and 10 people succumbed in Bulgaria. In Italy, hundreds of people were trapped overnight on trains as freezing temperatures and heavy snowfalls in the center and north of the country caused widespread chaos on roads, railways, and the airports. Ambassadors at the UN Security Council are considering a revised resolution aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria, a draft of the latest proposal which, in a concession to Russia, removes an explicit call for Assad to step down, was obtained on Thursday by the Associated Press. It also removes an explicit call for a new government of national unity and for transparent, free elections. There is still expressed support for the Arab League's January 22nd peace plan for Syria. And also in Syria, rallies were held across the country on Thursday to mark 30 years since the Hama massacre that President Bashar al-Assad's father carried out to crush an uprising. In response, Syrian troops closed public squares in Hama after residents poured red paint symbolizing blood on the ground. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.